Well, hello guys. Now, here's a news item about a scammer. About a femon photographer. Apparently, she's hired to take pictures and video at weddings, but then she does a runner. And I'd like you guys to kind of notice what she has there. That's right, a nose ring. And yes, she's got plenty of tats as well. Both red flags. Anyway, this femon's duped so many people. There's a Facebook group, I guess. They got together, and the police are looking into it. But it's a typical femon. Wants the money, but doesn't want to do the work. And I guess here's one of the wedding couple that got duped. So presumably this guy's married a nose ring. Oh, sorry. He's married a femon with a nose ring. And if you look to the right on her arm, she's also got some dats. Hey, that's going to work out real well, that sort of marriage. But guys, these aren't just decorative things. These nose rings things mean something. And it's very nice of these femons to actually warn us about them. Of course, if they were really smart, they wouldn't wear them, and we wouldn't know, and they could get more, you know. But they do wear them, so they're not all that bright then. Of course, there may be a time when they don't mean anything, but I've never found one femon wearing these, and it doesn't. So be aware, guys. Even the small pin in the nose is a warning, a subtle one. I mean, look at the dream filter on this goddamn picture. And this guy is going to have to live in that sort of fantasy land world every day now. That's not marriage, is it? That's a sentence. Kinda says it all. I'll put a link to the news item down below. Take it easy.